So we'll transition now to talk about some case law, and we'll spend most of our time talking about three cases that the Supreme Court either is hearing or may hear in the near future. If you'll note in the paper, we've tried to do a decent job of addressing most of the interesting Fifth Circuit cases that have come up in the past year, and not all of those are really worthy or worth talking about here today, but if you are interested, there is more in the paper. But the first case that we'll talk about is Hewitt versus Helix Energy Solutions. And I think this case perfectly encapsulates two beliefs that I have about the FLSA, so just bear with me for a second. But the first is that the statute and the regulations are largely inscrutable. If you go and read them, you'll be scratching your head a lot of the times thinking, what on earth are we talking about here? And I think this case sort of encapsulates that idea. As we'll see in a second, this eventually got an en banc review at the Fifth Circuit. And you had 18 judges and who knows how many law clerks looking at the same set of regulations and coming to three different conclusions entirely. So if that doesn't show you that there's a lot to unpack there, then I'm not sure what would. Point number two, when it comes to the FLSA, throw common sense out the window. I think at a 500-foot view, the statute makes a great deal of sense. Certain less advantaged workers should be paid more for hours in excess of 40. But when you start getting to the edges of the statute and some nuanced questions, a lot of times the conclusions don't necessarily make sense in my view. And so if you're asking yourself, does this make sense? Is this intuitive? I think sometimes you're asking yourself the wrong question. But be that as it may, what is going on in this case? So this is a case about a tool pusher. And I had to do some research on this because I'm not a huge oil and gas guy, but a tool pusher is a supervisor of oil and gas workers who basically ensures that the natural resources are extracted properly, safely, et cetera. And this particular tool pusher was on an offshore rig out in the ocean. And like a lot of workers in the oil and gas industry, and I've had a few of these cases, he was paid on what's called a day rate, which is a flat sum of money that is paid to a worker per day, regardless of how much they do or don't work. You just work a day, you get paid an X amount. And this particular gentleman had a day rate that was at a minimum $986 a day. And it sometimes was more depending on the nature of the assignment, but it was undisputed that he made over $200,000 a year annually. So pretty well compensated guy. But notwithstanding that point, he sued under the FLSA seeking unpaid overtime. And really the issue in this case comes down to this. Does a day rate satisfy the salary basis test? Helix's position in the case is that because this guy made, in excess of $200,000 a year, he was exempt from the overtime provisions of the FLSA under the highly compensated employee exemption. And of course, that exemption has a couple of elements to it, but one of it is that you have compensation in excess of a certain level. At the time this case was boiling up, it was $100,000. And the nuance on that, though, is that the regulation also provides that, again, at that time, at least $455 had to be paid per week on a salary basis. Those numbers have since gone up to $107,000 and change, and I believe $684 per week, but that's just a nuance that with the raised, salary thresholds. But again, the question in this case is the payment of a day rate of $986 payment on a salary basis? And as you can see on the slide here, the Fifth Circuit's kind of twisted itself up in a pretzel sort of on this one over time. So initially, a Fifth Circuit panel said, no, payment on a day rate is not payment on a salary basis. And I'll try to articulate the reasoning as best I can, but basically, to be paid on a salary basis, you have to be paid a flat amount without regard to quality or quantity of work. And if you assess that on a per week basis, then a day rate is not that, because at the beginning of the week, you don't know how many days you're going to work. Therefore, you don't know how much money you're ultimately going to make by the end of the week. Therefore, it is not a predetermined amount without regard to quantity of work. And there's a counter argument to that we'll talk about in a second, but that's at least initially how the Fifth Circuit panel decided it. Come 8 months later, the same panel reevaluates, withdraws that initial opinion, and decides the case on a different basis. That basis being that, and it really, I said, yes, can a day rate satisfy the salary basis test? This middle one and this last one probably should be maybe, a qualified maybe, but the same panel, like I said, withdrew its initial opinion and then came back and said, okay, a day rate could, in certain circumstances, satisfy the salary basis test. And to reach that conclusion, it looked to a specific part of the regulations that defines the salary basis test. And that regulation provides that a certain compensation paid on a daily basis or a salary can be paid on a daily basis so long as at least $455 is paid weekly without regard to quantity of work and there is a reasonable relationship between the guaranteed amount and the actual amount earned. Now, under this particular pay practice, the Fifth Circuit said that that first element, payment of at least $455 on a salary basis, was not satisfied. Therefore, you could theoretically have a day rate that could satisfy it, but it doesn't apply here. Well, then fast forward to September of 2021, about a year later, there's a petition for en banc review, which is granted, and the full Fifth Circuit hears it. And the majority of the Fifth Circuit essentially came to the same conclusion as the reevaluated panel decision, but there, it was a 12-6 vote with two separate dissents. And so those dissents raised some pretty interesting arguments about why a day rate might satisfy the salary basis for the highly compensated employee exemption. And just this past week, the Supreme Court granted cert on that.